This is a CHY News Update. As the Wesley Ridge fire continues to burn in the Cameron Lake area, United Way BC has opened its wildfire fund to help those affected by the fire. Currently, there are evacuation alerts for roughly 260 homes in the areas of the Little Qualcomm River Village, Little Qualcomm Falls Provincial Park, and the north side of Cameron Lake as of August 6 at 4 p.m. The unprecedented wildfire is the only wildfire of note in the province currently. As of August 7th at 10 a.m., the out-of-control wildfire is reaching sizes of 571 hectares. Tobias Jones, Assistant Director of Community Impact and Investment for United Way BC, spoke to CHY about the fund. Jones says the fund is to support those who have been evacuated or affected by the Wesley Ridge fire through basic needs assistance with items such as food security, mental health support, day camps for kids, gas cards, or grants for recovery and social rebuilding.
Really addressing any gaps that we see as a result of this wildfire.
He says this is the first time the fund has been opened for a fire on Vancouver Island.
We have a large experience utilizing the fund across the province for wildfire impacted communities in the past. We have a lot of experience working closely with nonprofit agencies that are on the ground that often, you know, support the impacts to community. And so we work very, very closely with those partner agencies and identifying what those gaps are.
Currently, United Way is looking for donations for the fund so they can keep it open as long as it is needed during the fire.
British Columbia obviously has a long history of wildfires. And what we see time and time again, as the ferocity of these wildfires increases, is that community members stand up and support fellow British Columbians. Those donations received for this fund will go to this wildfire specifically.
Along with this fund, when the wildfire started on July 31st, United Way called out for volunteers to help at the group lodging area where people were being evacuated to. Jones says they were lucky to have enough people step up and offer to volunteer.
I think this fire that we've seen on the island is unprecedented for this community. And we saw a need for volunteers, and we worked closely with the operations center and was able to support with volunteers at that moment. You know, as things change and develop, we may see another call, but right now we've met that kind of number that we were looking for.
Jones says United Way works with local agencies and groups in the central Vancouver Island area to administer the funds. The organizations can apply for the funding to help amplify the work they are doing to respond to the effects of the fire by supporting those with basic needs.
Continually are in contact with the agencies that that are working on the ground. From our past experience with wildfires, those needs change, right? The immediate needs that we see, things like gas and food vouchers and water, they then change to the longer term recovery effort. So we will continue to work really closely with those partner agencies and identify what those needs are and continue this fund when it is appropriate.
Jones says currently there is no goal for the donations, but they will continue to take in donations for the wildfire fund as long as support is still needed in the community. Updated information about the evacuation alerts can be found on the Regional District of Nanaimo website at rdn.bc.ca/current-alerts. For CHY News, this is Laura McKenzie.
This report was made with the support of the Local Journalism Initiative, the Community Radio Fund of Canada, and listeners like you. You can find more news updates, interviews, and stories from our nonprofit newsroom, as well as our news and current affairs podcast, Mid-Coast Morning, at chly.ca/news.